Do you see a need in your community? Do you want to meet that need but don't know exactly how to start? In Faith enables people like you to reach their local communities and make a ministry idea become a reality. Act on the dream that God has given you. Contact us at hello@infaith.org to reach local and change lives. And watch our videos online today at infaith.org to see other people who are making a difference in their local community. It's time for us to do something.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm the host, Renee Gable, with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And this morning, I'm happy to have Rich Burns, the CEO of In Faith, and also Andrea Graver, the Senior Director of Innovations at In Faith. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning, Renee.
Good. Thank you. Thank you for being on today. In Faith is a Christian mission organization located in Exton, Pennsylvania. So, Ridge, you are the CEO of In Faith, but you tell us that it's been around for 200 years. Can you or Andrea give us some history on In Faith?
Well, sure, Renee. Bishop White had a dream from Philadelphia to teach children how to read. So a group of men set out on horseback from Philadelphia with a set of books that were published by the American Sunday School Union. And that was the name of our organization for a long, long time. And the purpose of that organization was to establish Sunday schools and churches and camps around the United States by the use of these books that were published. They're storybooks and books that presented the gospel in creative and innovative ways. And so that was for almost 200 years of tradition. The free library system in the United States was founded by the American Sunday School Union, which is now called In Faith. And there were about 35,000 churches that were established with the westward expansion of the United States back in the early 1800s. So that's a real brief overview of the history. Our DNA is really about evangelizing America and kind of like the Salvation Army. We want the gospel in one hand and bread in the other. In other words, we want to share the gospel, but we're concerned about literacy and the way that we can help people read better and think better in the early 1800s. We've morphed some of that to our present formation.
So is In Faith across the country?
It is, Renee. Yes, it is. You know, it started right here in Philadelphia, but spread westward. There was a huge push, I don't remember the years on that, but around the Mississippi Valley, and then it spread westward from there. So we're in 33 of the continental states, and we have different mission points all over the country.
We have about 200 missionaries, Renee, that are devoted to helping our country understand what God is doing through the gospel.
That's really wonderful. Now, do you work with the churches then across the country, or you're an individual establishment?
A little of both. We coalesce with individual ministries in and around where our missionaries reach into their local communities. A good example of that would be thinking of one of our missionaries in the Central Coast of California. He has 19 different mission points that he's responsible for. Some of those are churches. Some of those are camps. Some of them are smaller churches. Some of those are youth ministries after school. And our area missionaries would find those places where there isn't a coalition of Christian ministries and begin to really present the gospel in a way. We become kind of the magnet, kind of the way to put ministries together under the leadership of our missionaries.
Boy, that's really grassroots efforts there. That's really great. You go and you find the need in different communities and place the missionary there. So tell me a little bit more about your mission and what your goals and purpose are.
Yeah, absolutely. The initiative that we just started is called Reach Local. And it's the idea that people can look around them anywhere that they look and can see need. And so how do we meet that need? Some people are called to give. some people are called to go. Some people have a call in their life that isn't even yet realized, that their local community may need them to step in and fill a gap that is outside the church walls. And so, you know, we've been known over the years as a parachurch organization, an organization that fills in some of those places where obviously every church can't be in every community, but we are the hands and feet of Christ. And so how does that really work out?
Oh, that's wonderful. So what type of needs are you trying to meet then in the community? Are you trying to reach the youth, or it's everyone of all ages?
Well, let me answer that question with a story. I once heard this story about a young mom who had twins. And they went to Walmart, and she bought them both flashlights. They're like 5 years old. And they were standing in the checkout line waiting to pay for them. And, of course, the kids were playing with their flashlights. And they tugged on their mom and said, "Mommy, Mommy, we need to find some dark." That's what we do. We go into a community and we find the dark. Where is it that Jesus is not shining? Where is it that we need to be the hands and feet of Christ? And so that could express itself in working with the aged. It could express itself or take form in youth ministries or church ministries. We have chaplains in the military that we are covering for. The idea there is to empower people who have giftedness and have found their identity in Christ to be able to minister in a local way to change those, to produce transformed lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. So it's a bag of many, many ministries that are under one covering, and that covering is simply this, that we're committed solely to our United States. We are not we are a domestic mission, not a foreign mission, and so our missionaries have a heart for reaching their local communities.
That's really wonderful. I was going to ask you if this is international, but I think it's great that you have your feet on the ground here in this country. That's really wonderful. And now, I know you're talking about people who realize they have a gift and a calling. Do you help those that are still seeking those gifts and that calling?
I think we're really unique. A lot of organizations are a prescription for somebody, and they say, you know, we do this, so if you fit into that mold, you can do that too. Our organization has been blessed with the fact that we come around that person in two different ways. So the first way is that we provide opportunities that are prescriptions, you know, like maybe somebody doesn't know what they do. They feel like they want to do ministry, but they have no idea what it is. And so they can come to our website and they can find opportunities that are active, opportunities and needs that are all different parts of the United States. Then sometimes people will find those and they'll say, wow, I could actually do something that God is laying on my heart. And so we work with them. We have some staff here. They're called our expansion coach and our staffing coach, and depending on where you are in the process, one of those two guys will help you out and talk you through figuring out maybe better what your call looks like and how it would work to do ministry here in the United States.
I think that's great. And your website is infaith.org, is that correct?
That is right. Yes, Renee.
Okay, so that's simple and easy to remember, and it's good to read over the opportunities there and see if something speaks to you and you do have a calling. But tell us what else is unique about In Faith. I even like the name. I think it even explains who you are, but tell us what else is unique.
Well, I think what is unique, first of all, is that we are domestic. We've already mentioned that. But I like what Andrew was just saying. I have the privilege of interviewing most of our candidates that are applying to the mission. And they love Jesus. But they don't want to travel. They don't want to learn languages. They just want to minister. And so they find these places in the United States to apply their giftedness and their identity and who they are in Christ. And so I think we're unique, as Andrea said, in allowing people to express their giftedness as God has given them passion and given them form and pattern to that passion that has come to them from the Lord. And I think that is unique. You know, we don't have a set pattern. We don't say, come and join us. We've got, you know, 10 things we're trying to do, and we're going to do them this way. Every one of our missionaries are incredibly just incredibly unique. Let me give you an example. I just interviewed a young girl. Her name is Courtney. Courtney lives in the Northwest, and she loves horses, and she cares for horses. But what she wants to do with her love for horses and her commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ is marry those two things together by providing a place where young people who have severe medical issues, maybe even mobility issues, have the chance to build a relationship with an animal. And while they are doing that, Courtney is sharing the gospel with her hands, with her mouth, with her words, with her countenance, with her love. That's what makes us unique, is we have a place for a young woman to use horses to reach autistic kids with the gospel. I think that is absolutely amazing.
I love that story. And so often I come across people that want to help a nonprofit or help spread the word of God, and they'll love soccer. And I'm like, well, how do you marry the two together? How can you help those and be relatable with this little black and white ball? You know, it is very true. We all have our gifts and our passions, but how do we marry that with God and to spread that word? I love that. That's really a wonderful story.
I think also, Renee, when you put a person's passion and giftedness and the right place together, that sweet spot where those three circles combine, it's awesome. That's where they find joy, and they're not ministering out of guilt or responsibility. They're ministering out of their passion and their place and their giftedness. And they just get so excited. It's wonderful to be able to empower them to do that.
Absolutely. And I find, too, that some people have a gift and they don't even realize it. Well, they think, I just like to ride horses. That's it. Their hearts don't even realize that there's so much more potential. And then that can be used as a gift to help others, too.
Exactly. Let me tell you another story that I think shifts a little bit. We have a man that used to be the town drunk in Kearney, Nebraska, which is a town. There's part of an extension of the University of Nebraska there. But his early life was, he even showed me a picture of him laying on the steps of the city hall with a bottle. God got a hold of this guy and has transformed his life. And he said, I've got to work in my own community. So over the last few years, he's built a community center that kids come to after school that was not present in that part of this little town. And he is on fire for God, helping those students, helping those kids understand that there's a better way. And it comes out of his brokenness. A person who felt so inadequate becomes adequate because the Spirit works in his life, changes him, transforms him, and now he applies it to the very place that he was disruptive in his days before Christ. He now is on the mayor's council for youth ministry. Pretty cool.
I love that. I was going to ask you, what communities do you look for? And in this gentleman's case, it was his own community. But is there a certain community that you feel needs you more than others? Or
the beauty of our organization is really any local community could be a mission field. Any place that there's a need is a possibility. Now, of course, we have certain areas where we have more of a presence of our field staff. And so those areas obviously are surveyed more often. And so that's where our opportunities come from, because people will say, okay, we can't really fill this need, so let's have you guys write up an opportunity and post that online so that, you know, maybe somebody would never have thought of it or had never seen it. And we have people moving from different areas. They sometimes feel called to other states, and so it just varies very much.
That's wonderful. So how does one get started with this? Where do they start within faith?
Absolutely. I would start on our website, infaith.org, and check out some of our newest videos on there. It shows a film that introduces In Faith, and also a message from Ridge is on there, and then just some real-life video modules about actual missionaries that are serving within the United States. And then if you're still interested, check out our opportunities online. There's a direct link there from our homepage to look at the current opportunities that are posted. And the first person you'd be talking to would be David Fuller. He's our expansion coach, and he'll walk you through the steps of getting started. He's really our front door. He's a great guy and easy to talk to. And he would have lots of questions for you, and you are welcome to ask him any questions that you would have to get started.
Do you have a brick and mortar facility here in Exton?
We do, yes. We just recently moved from Villanova to a new property in Exton, and we're just very centrally located, so yeah, right off of Route 30.
So, you know, this show's called The Balanced Life. Tell me, both Ridge and Andrea, how did you find your calling to even come to In Faith?
How did I find my way to In Faith? Well, I've been leading ministries for the last 30 years, three particular ones. And what drew me to In Faith was its DNA. Renee, this ministry shaped America's spirituality. For 100 years, we were the only Christian publisher. And when you start looking at that kind of DNA, and we've gone a little dormant, but there's a wind. There's a wind, Renee, blowing through our ministry and blowing through the United States that I want to catch. So, in my opinion, what drew me here was the potential of this great awakening in the United States that will allow people to know the gospel in practical ways. Not only with, like I said before, bread in one hand, the gospel in the other. Let's provide a place where people can be part of the wind of the Spirit that's blowing across America. And I really think that's happening. Let's face it, hell is hot and time is short. And we have to be clear about what the gospel is. And so that's what drew me here.
I love that. In Faith, you're the flashlight and you're part of the wind. Okay, I've gotten that. That's great. And how about you, Andrea? What drew you to In Faith?
Yeah, I was a graphic designer before I came here. I worked in an ad agency and a studio. And I just felt really like God was tugging at my heart and saying there's more to life than feeding the machine. And so I had been praying about it, and I actually met somebody who worked here, and I was at a ladies' retreat with her. And she said, you know, our organization could really use your skill set. And I said, oh, really? Well, I've been praying about that and got interviewed and just was on fire seeing the level of need. And it's so cool because it's like that was my local, you know? That was the ways that my gifts and talents and abilities could be matched with a need. And I think that that's everybody's story that serves, you know, in one way or another. But just have grown through the organization and just so grateful to be able to use graphic design background in a way that builds the kingdom and brings people to know Jesus.
Oh, that's great. That's a great story, too. Who knew your artistic talents and things could be used for drawing more people to In Faith and being able to spread the word that way? And how do you both balance life with your careers and with searching for evangelists across the country?
I'll jump on that one, Renee. I live in Southern California, but I work in Pennsylvania. So I'm bicoastal. I spend about half my time here and half my time out on the West Coast. My family, my wife, is in California most of the time. So balance is hard for me.
You have the ultimate balance of life. Wow.
I mean, the very structure of my life is imbalanced. But you know, I've learned something, Renee. I've learned, and my wife and I have learned how to pray together. I mean, really pray together. Not just for 3 or 4 minutes, but for extended periods of time. Renee, the Spirit of the Lord has rested on me. And that's where the balance comes. I still need to make wise choices about time. I need to make wise choices about what I'm involved in and how many things I can be involved in. But, you know, there's a rest. There's a rest that's deep, deep in your heart, deep in your soul, that you find balance in. And so I guess I've given up looking at, you know, this many hours here and this many hours here and I got to do this and, you know, God, family, job. I get all that. All that I've tried, I've been a CEO for 30 years. What I've found is that the real rest, the real balance comes from deep inside you where your soul is. deep inside you that where God works that nobody else can see, and you find what the Hebrews call shalom. And shalom isn't just peace. It's when there's alignment between your soul and your passions and your spirit. All comes together and converges in that place deep inside you and gives you, here's the word, rest. Mm. Hebrews 4 and 5, rest. I love that.
And we need more rest and rest as life gets more stressful and hectic. And as you say, living bi-coastal and thank goodness God has given us social media and ways for you to still connect to your wife, and you still can pray together via Skype or phone or any of the technology too. So how about you, Andrea? How do you balance life?
Yeah, that's an interesting dance, you know. I think as life changes every season, balance becomes a new endeavor.
Yes, I agree.
You know, I like Ridge, you know. You know, like him, I just have depended so much on the Lord, and learning new avenues to say the Lord peels back another layer and says, Andrea, I'm going to challenge you to balance life in this aspect of your life.
Yes.
And so right now I'm kind of going through that, and, you know, other people, and sometimes it's voices from other people, and sometimes it's scripture, and sometimes it's just my own self giving myself grace to say, okay, you need to figure out the balance in this. And so, yeah, I think, you know, it's a daily process. It's a death to self and living to Christ. And how does that actually work out in everyday life, I think, is a learning experience every day. And I think, you know, receiving that with the joy that life is and just living life and not, you know, sometimes you just get so fastidious about, well, my time is this much. And it's like, no, live the life and then learn the balance in that, you know.
Absolutely.
So, it's a great question, though, Renee.
It's a great question. I think we all try to re-strategize each day. But I think one thing I've learned, too, with the Balanced Life program is having a plan for all of us to have the plan moving forward. So what would you say in faith's plan is in the future? To live another 200 years or more?
Oh, you know what? You know what, Renee? The plan is simply to watch the wind of the Spirit blow. I know this sounds super spiritual. I know this sounds almost like we don't have a plan, but you know what? There is something happening. There's something, there's a stirring that's going on that's pretty powerful right now. And we experience it, hear it in faith in ways that are just amazing, amazing what's going on. So our plan for going forward is we want to proceed everything with prayer. Prayer is key in this place. In our new office, we have a prayer room. Every meeting starts with prayer in our all our teams that meet. They start in the prayer room, then when they are through praying, they do their business in their little areas. But I think that's the plan. The plan is, what does God want? Where is he leading us? And where he's leading us is to provide a covering for people who have a passion to reach the United States for Christ.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yeah, I lived life as such a planner. I'm gifted that way. I think I plan well. And I've found that sometimes there's dryness in planning because it's just you. You know, it's just you doing that. And so, like, for me, it's learning to actually surrender into balance, you know.
True.
Okay, this came up. Okay, so am I going to choose to be tense about it? Or am I going to say, okay, I surrender to this, and it's either an opportunity to choose joy or to choose to just be critical or frustrated or whatever. And it's like, no, you choose for today how you'll live your life.
I love that. And balancing life is choosing. So, Ridge and Andrea, can you please tell me how our audience can get in touch with you to explore their gifts and help others?
I would love to tell them, Renee. I would love to tell your audience. If you just go to our website, infaith.org, and just take a look at the website and find something that maybe calls to your own heart. And then as a follow-up, you'll see ways that you can email us or even call us. Ask for David Fuller if you're interested in pursuing maybe one of the opportunities on there, or just saying, you know what, I feel called to the United States, but I have no clue where to serve. That's a way that they can get involved and start the process. And if they don't want to go, but you believe in something we've said and you'd want to give us a donation, you can also check us out online and just go through our donate buttons and give a gift to In Faith. We are a nonprofit organization, and that's another way that would just totally bless the ministry.
Wonderful. InFaith.org. Thank you, Rich Burns, CEO of InFaith, and Andrea Graver, Senior Director of Innovations. I greatly appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Renee.
And thank you very much for joining Balanced Life today. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. Thank you.
Jesus, be the center. Be my hope, be my song, Jesus.
Do you see a need in your community? Do you want to meet that need but don't know exactly how to start? InFaith enables people like you to reach their local communities and make a ministry idea become a reality. Act on the dream that God has given you. Contact us at hello@infaith.org to reach local and change lives. And watch our videos online today at infaith.org to see other people who are making a difference in their local community.
It's time for us to do something.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
If you're looking for a healthy treat today, why not head down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt? It's located in the King of Prussia Mall, the Plaza section opposite L.L. Bean. They have shakes and smoothies and hot fudge sundaes and, yes, even mint chocolate chunk frozen yogurt. And if you tell them you're a listener of WFYL, receive a 10% discount. So today, why not? Head on down to TCBY Frozen Yogurt located in the King of Prussia Mall.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Ronald Reagan once said, "Politics is not a bad profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book."
Hello, I'm Melanie Stewart at HealthyBalanceWithMelanie.com. I'm passionate about inspiring women to regain energy. As a certified health and lifestyle coach, I support women in achieving their goals and passions with a personalized roadmap to success. Are you wired and tired? Overwhelmed with holiday stress? Let's get you back to a healthy balance, feeling alive again. Connect with me at HealthyBalanceWithMelanie.com and tell me you heard this ad on WFYL 1180 to receive 20% off my signature energizing program. I can't wait to hear from you.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we are on the Balanced Life show today. This morning we are welcoming Melanie Stewart with Healthy Balance with Melanie. Good morning, Melanie. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Glad to have you on today. Melanie is a certified health and lifestyle coach, and we're always so happy to have those who help women. I think us women have so much stress today. So I think it's wonderful that we take it seriously and find out ways to cope with it, best eating habits, and how to stay healthy. So Melanie, tell us a little bit how you got started with the whole certified health and lifestyle coaching.
Sure, I'd love to. I'm really passionate about inspiring women to regain energy. I've learned a lot about that through my own experience in learning to regain energy. And I was a master multitasker, type A doer, working in the corporate world, 60 plus hour work week, 3 hour commute. Yes, the list goes on. I got so weak I could barely walk up the stairs at work in the morning, and I had brain fog and couldn't focus, among other things. And I finally said, I have to change something or I'm not going to be able to function. So I learned how to breathe to reduce stress and find the right exercise for my body at the time of what I was going through, which was adrenal fatigue, and learned to get those negative, toxic thought patterns out of my head. They were spinning through there quite rapidly. So I just never knew that yin yoga, therapeutic breathing, and reducing my negative thoughts was going to give me energy and vitality and hope. And so when I learned that, I really followed through like no tomorrow. That's just why I'm so passionate about supporting women, because we juggle many, many balls, and helping women understand how much stress impacts us physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. And unfortunately, there's just so much research today that shows how that can be a factor in cancer and cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and so many other things. And we just don't realize how much we're under sometimes when they're in the midst of it.
It's so true. And it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but I think women almost need a wake-up call about how much damage stress can do. And I think we take it as a cliche, we take it lightly, but really it is a matter of life and death. And the high stress levels cause disease. And I think you're right. And there's so many women that are in this corporate world and working and multitasking. And it's kind of all of our life patterns, it seems to be, in the United States.
Yes, anyway. It's not that way in other countries, some, but not others. So yeah, we do have quite a rapid pace here in the U.S. And many times we're proud of that, but not realizing what it's doing and not realizing how much we're really taking on. So I work with clients and just help incorporate into their lifestyle ways to reduce stress, regain energy, one step at a time. We talk about tips and tactics and things that they can incorporate. And I can, well, we're limited time this morning, can share a couple of tips with our listeners. If they just have 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening where they can do some deep breathing. Maybe it's in the car on their way to work or dropping the kids off or their many errands that they're doing, or when everybody else is in bed at night, they find a 5 minutes away. But that's just one step into starting to calm our bodies so that we maybe can get a little bit of shut eye.
Do you believe we're having to tell ourselves to breathe? It's coming to this, you know?
And guess what? It's free. And we can do it anywhere. And it really is a natural tranquilizer for our body.
I totally agree. And I totally agree with having those closed loop conversations with yourself. And I do tell friends and myself, you know, let's stop the closed loop conversation. If we keep it positive, you can turn your attitude around and you can turn yourself around. And it has to be healthier.
Yes, yes. And it's, you know, the first step, I think, a lot of times is awareness of thinking about the tapes that run through our mind and how many of them aren't true and never happen. And so it's becoming aware of some of those thought patterns and turning those into a positive.
True. And I think that we have to realize we don't have to be super women. We don't have to be super woman every day, all the time, doing everything. And we need to slow down and take some time and address our healthcare issues. So I think that's wonderful. So let's talk a little bit about body weight, because that seems to be a challenge for some folks. How do we address that? How do we take the stress out of being a little bit lighter on our feet?
Yeah, there is stress in all areas. And yeah, there are many factors that can affect our body weight. And sometimes it's not just exercising in the food. It can be water,
relationships, lack of spirituality, too much or too little exercise, and it can be food too. If we're consuming a lot of sugar, which is an expansive food, we might crave meat, which is a constrictive food, just as one example. But I always have to mention water because many Americans are dehydrated and we don't realize it. And a general recommendation is for people to drink half their body weight in ounces of water. Now, I'm not talking about caffeine or tea or sodas, but good, pure, clean water. So, you know, if you weigh, is just a simple example, 100 pounds, 50 ounces of water a day. I carry around a water bottle with me, so I kind of somewhat gauge how much I'm drinking, because there was a time when I was drinking too much. So you can get too much if you're depleting those nutrients and everything. But so just a simple guideline for our listeners to think about, that the being dehydrated can cause you to crave different things. And stress, we've already talked about, but I've had talked to a woman who was eating healthy and exercising and gaining weight, and her body was in survival mode, and she was not recognizing major stressors in her life. And so we talked through some solutions of how to find humor and some laughter and enjoying being with some friends and family.
Absolutely. Laughing is a good exercise, isn't it?
It is.
Works those abs. No, that's really great. Also, you know, gaining weight is a problem. What can we do to ward off the weight? Cut out the sugar. Because it surprises me. You see some women, they have coffee in the morning, then they're under their soda, and then at night, the iced tea. So you're right. One, I think they don't get enough water. And two, they're drinking the wrong items. And three, it's putting on weight. So what are some good tips and eating suggestions?
Well, we talked about the liquids, and again, every person's different and unique. And so it's understanding what those triggers are that are causing them to gain weight. And, you know, if it is some relationships at work or home, it's recognizing how maybe they can change their response to that versus grabbing for the bag of candy in a response to being upset or angry or emotional eating. And maybe it's calling a friend and talking to them, or walking around the block, or walking outside of the office building instead of grabbing for something to eat. And, you know, many times beyond just the relationship as an aspect that may lead to emotional eating, we are not taking some time just to be still. I mentioned earlier kind of a lack of spirituality. No matter what you believe, even if we're just taking time to be still and listen to our body, listening to God is always a good thing too. But just in that breathing and listening, that helps calm us so that we do have more energy and can focus better and address those issues.
Because it is the whole mind, body, and spirit, and spiritual, physical, and emotional part that makes up our whole being. And you're right. I think we have to key in on that right combination that works for us. Like you said, it can be relationship related. It can be food related. It could be exercise related. So it's knowing where your weaknesses are and being still is true. I think definitely for the next generations, there's not enough stillness and just being. Do you see that?
Many times. I mean, we live in a 24/7 digital world. And so now we have to help train ourselves to pause. And we don't always have to be connected. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that we have to work at that we didn't have to work at before.
I know. We have to work at that. So now we have to work at breathing. Now we have to work at drinking water. You would think all of this is basics and breathe just being still. I know, you know, I always see my kids, 13, 16-year-old with, you know, the headphones in their ears. And I just love to say, let's take off and let's go to Valley Forge Park and sit on the top of the mountain, feel closer to God, and just take the time to not have any sound. And I think that tends to be a helpful therapy.
Oh, most definitely. I personally love the outdoors and nature, but it is and proven that
it does help us to breathe in the fresh air and look at God's creation and hear the sounds of the outdoors, the natural sounds.
Absolutely. And that can help with the weight loss too. See, it's all tied in together. So now all we need is a good night's sleep. So what do you recommend for that?
Oh, yes. And I do say sleep is really a priority. A lot of times over, you know, trying to think about your weight loss or other things, because sleep impacts so many major functions. And so I think of it in three areas of our environment, our body, and our mind. And to, again, simplify this, as we don't have a lot of time this morning, but is your environment quiet, cool, and dark? Do you really need to look at that alarm clock glaring you in the face all night? So maybe just turn that around. There's some simple things you can think about, pulling the shades or shutting the doors to make it a little bit darker. And with our body, progressive muscle relaxation. Don't know if our listeners have heard of that, but it's fairly simple if you're laying in bed. And it's going, starting with your feet and going up through your major muscle groups of your body and taking three nice long deep breaths and then clenching those major muscle groups for 5 seconds and holding your breath and then releasing it and taking another three nice long deep breaths and work your way up. And by the time you get up to your head, many times you're asleep before then.
Oh, wow.
So it is known.
I've heard of that. I've never done that. That sounds relaxing.
It is shown to help people get to sleep 30 to 60 minutes faster and get that 60 to 90 minutes REM sleep, even more quality sleep as well. And then not to forget the mind is just being thankful for 5 things that day. You know, we all have some really rotten days.
Yes.
But if we just can think about 5 things we're thankful for, helps our mind focus and release.
I think that's wonderful. I really would like to try those. I think sometimes getting our mind to shut off at night, especially when we're stressed over everything else, but deprogramming, as you said, is the key here. So how can our listeners learn more? I think you have a speaking engagement coming up in November.
We do. I'll be hosting a Craving a Healthy Holiday workshop at Gaiman's Remodeling in Harleysville. And that's on November 11th, a Wednesday evening from 6:30 to 8. And myself and Sandra Weidman will be doing some cooking demos and talking about some holiday sugar swaps. So it'll be a fun, interactive time and learning as well to have a healthy holiday. So I'd love for all your listeners to join us there. As well as I'll be doing a free teleclass on November 17th. So on my website, you can go into the calendar and see the phone number, free phone number to call into. If in the evening, if you just like some tips to really have a stress-free holiday.
No, that's great. The holidays are coming up, and I know my husband is panicked, but what are some holiday tips you can give us for not overeating, not consuming too much sugar and desserts? And this is really going to be a concern soon.
It is. It is. Yes, it's several months of sugar, sugar, sugar.
Yes.
So, and I say, you know, enjoy, but in moderation. And if you may be going to some holiday parties, maybe make sure you're drinking 8 ounces of water before you leave, or even a healthy snack so you don't overindulge.
That's a good idea.
There at the party or a family meal. And sugar is such a big one. I don't think Americans are aware of how much we're consuming these days because it has hundreds of names and it hides in so many things that are packaged and processed. And then it causes all kinds of mood swings and other effects on our bodies. So becoming aware, more aware of what we're consuming, but consider if you're at a party or even a meal and consuming some sugar, but balance that with some healthy protein, maybe some hummus or bean dip or some raw nuts, or if it's a meal, some chicken, turkey, fish. That helps balance out that blood sugar and those swings that we get, that we crash a few hours later. But if we're balancing that with some protein, that's usually an easy way to help manage that as well.
That's good. I was just reading that sugar is the only ingredient that our body does not need. Like, we need the vitamins that are in some foods and things like that. But I thought that was very interesting. We just really don't need sugar.
Yeah.
And we take in too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are consuming, you know, everybody's different. So we are consuming many, many more times what they recommend in sugar. But that becomes to where I help people recognize just the peanut butter they may be eating. They may be eating their whole daily serving of added sugar in a couple tablespoons. So have to become aware of that. But
yeah, absolutely. It's the awareness part too. So how does your coaching program work then?
I'm glad you ask. I always do a complimentary energizing discovery session with people, whether that's on the phone or virtual and whatever works best for them. And we just have a 45-50 minute conversation to understand what their goals are and what they're trying to achieve and if it's a right fit for us to work together. And then if they choose to join me in my signature energizing program, I talk with them twice a month for about 45-50 minutes, and we talk through solutions and suggestions and ideas to help them achieve their goals, whether that's to sleep better, lose weight, reduce stress, among many other things. And I also support them with, it may be food samples or handouts, in addition to our conversations and supports, recipes, those types of things. So I have a 6-month program, so that's 12 sessions that we go through, so that I help people make changes that are fit within their lifestyle that they can sustain and that are real. So it's not something that's quick and done. It takes our bodies and our minds and our souls time to change. So we want to make sure that they're incorporating those and that they're having success.
I have to change that closed loop conversation. Takes a while, right?
It does.
It does. And you're located here in the northeastern part of Pennsylvania. And for all of our web streamers out there, you can service across the country or internationally via Skype and other internet means too. So you really can
That's
be
correct.
Worldwide.
I do have a client in Mexico, one in the state of Washington. And so I do have nationwide around. Yeah. Could it be even worldwide, depending on their technology capability? And I do want to make sure your listeners know that if they contact me and are interested, for anyone listening today on WFYL 1180, I'm offering a 20% discount on my signature energizing program. So I would love to have that free conversation with them just to see if it's a right fit for us to work together, and then for them to take advantage of the offer from our conversation today.
I think that's wonderful. That's 20% off of your signature energizing coaching program. That's excellent. I just think some of us need that accountability factor. Like, you know, yes, we can read some things on the internet. We think we're educating. We think that we know this product doesn't have sugar, but really you do need to sit down with an expert and really, I think, analyze probably what you're doing each day and then be accountable for the changes. Otherwise, we tend to slump back into our same old routine.
That is what a coach and myself, we really come alongside to support and keep you accountable, because myself included, I have coaches as well, and I need that support too to keep me on track. But we make it fun and enjoyable as well as achieving the goals that they want to achieve.
Even the coach has a coach, so that tells you something. We constantly have to work on ourselves, re-strategize, and learn every day.
Exactly.
Really? So, okay, tell us a little bit about how you balance life. How do you balance your career, having your own business? Tell us a little bit.
Sure. Yeah. And that is something that's always changing, right? As we go through different
every
life
day,
phases.
Hour to hour. No.
Exactly. Okay. Yes. Yes. Well, I personally just start out with some time in prayer and meditation to get centered. And that's really my starting point for the day. And when things throw me for a loop, I will pause and take some deep breaths.
Press. Actually, just like today, I didn't realize I was speaking at noon, and that was about an hour in advance, so I got things together, but I was able to do that. So
panic first, and then breathe. No, breathe and that. Okay, anyway.
Yeah, those deep breaths help us in many ways. But,
absolutely.
And I think it's always important that we have good friends and family members that can also good checks and balances for us. Sometimes, you know, as a coach, I can talk to someone and you can see things that they may not be seeing. They're, mm-hmm. when they're right in the midst of being really stressed or mm-hmm. upset or mm-hmm. frustrated, if they're not losing weight, someone from the outside can see things differently and present some different solutions that they hadn't thought of. So I do check in with my board of directors from time to time to see if I'm on track.
Keep you accountable too. I love that. No, it's true. A life is a balance. And food and exercise and our minds are balanced. I love starting the day off, as you said, just praying and centering ourselves. And that really gives us energy for the day, too. So that's wonderful. So tell us again where you will be locally in November.
The workshop that we'll be doing is at Gaiman's Design Remodeling in Harleysville. That's November 11th, Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And myself and Sandra Weidman will be doing the cooking demos and talking about holiday sugar swaps. So it'll be a fun, interactive session. So we'd love for you to join us. Please go online at healthybalancewithmelanie.com to register. So you got to register by November 9th. So please go online and register under the events sections, resources, and you'll see that workshop listed there. We'd love to have you and meet you and have a fun time learning about how to have a healthy holiday.
I love that. And do you speak anywhere else or do any other seminars for other businesses or individuals?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. I was just going to mention that if there's any of the listeners out there that have corporations, I do corporate lunch and learns, as well as if you have women's groups or organizations that you're looking for a speaker, please contact me at healthybalancewithmelanie.com. And I'd love to talk with you and see if it's a right fit for us to do a workshop or speak at your company or organization.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Melanie Stewart from HealthyBalanceWithMelanie.com. And that's MELANIE.com. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Renee.
I always learn something, so I appreciate that. Mm. A healthy life is a balanced life. So thank you for that. Thank you for being here today. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts. Thank you.
Be my source, be my life, Jesus.
Hello, I'm Melanie Stewart at HealthyBalanceWithMelanie.com. I'm passionate about inspiring women to regain energy. As a certified health and lifestyle coach, I support women in achieving their goals and passions with a personalized roadmap to success. Are you wired and tired? Overwhelmed with holiday stress? Let's get you back to a healthy balance, feeling alive again. Connect with me at HealthyBalanceWithMelanie.com and tell me you heard this ad on WFYL 1180 to receive 20% off my signature energizing program. I can't wait to hear from you.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure, if you want.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
What about a bike ride? No, I want to fish.
Okay.
I've never been fishing.
Honey, we can do it all.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not.
Is it going to be long?
No, sweetie.
I bet it takes forever.
It's not that far.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already? No way! Come on, come on.
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Also, find fun activities to do like boating and biking or camping and hiking, plus much more. It's all right in your neighborhood. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
A nation of well-informed men who have been taught to know and prize the rights which God has given them cannot be enslaved. It is in the region of ignorance that tyranny begins. A quote from Benjamin Franklin.
Here's Minute with the Master, brought to you by Bella Victor.
Today's question is God the author of sickness? There is a prevalent worldview in the Christian circle that God sent sickness to teach us a lesson. This is not true. Sickness entered this world after sin, and Jesus paid for this on the cross. 1 Peter 2:24 says, He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. By his wounds you have been healed. Sickness in the Old Testament was a curse and not a blessing. And according to Galatians 3:13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. Sickness is caused by Satan. God does not cause sickness. So as in James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So my dear friend, as in 3 John 2, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health.
This is A Liberating Truth, brought to you by Bella Victor. For more information, contact Bella at minutewiththemaster.com.